You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk close-in residential markets with apparently the top residential broker in Miami and Coral Gables. We're going to figure out that's Belinda Sim. Spelled sign, but it's Sim, right, Belinda?
Correct.
Okay, and she's here with her lesser half, would you call that? With Scott. Scott Sim, he's her husband. Let's call it what it is. And Scott, you know who's in charge, because Scott, his resume is like 2 pages long. She's got like 4 lines. But who's the one that sells all the real estate? We're going to find out right now. Scott and Belinda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See, they're already laughing. I told you it would be a lot of fun. Now, let's talk a little bit about let's first put down the credentials. Scott, I joked a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about where you're coming from and this angle. Then I want to get to Belinda. First of all, where are you from? Miami? Grew up here?
Both natives. Yep. Yeah. I've been here since 1962. Grew up on Key Biscayne. From 62 to 82. Went away to college. Came back and moved into Coral Gables, and have been there ever since.
Well, let's talk to the boss, okay? Belinda, where'd you grow up, and how long have you been in Miami?
I'm born and raised here, so as my father was born and raised here also, and I grew up basically in horse country. We had horses and stuff, and just love Miami.
Oh, that's my kind of girl right there. And Scott, when you were growing up here in Miami, you did something pretty famous. What was that? Okay, it was the Silver Knight. I'll throw it out there. What did you possibly win the Silver Knight in?
Well, they used to do a lot of...
You're really proud of this, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I was involved in sports. I wrestled in high school. I played football and maintained a decent GPA.
And so you went to that big athletic powerhouse?
Coral Gables High School.
And where'd you matriculate to here? Powerhouse, man.
Well, Key Biscayne had no high school, so we had to, I guess they bust us, off the key. I went to Carver for 7th grade.
Oh, sure.
I went to Ponce de Leon High School, and then I went to Coral Gables, and then I went to Duke on a football scholarship, and I played there under Coach Steve Spurrier.
I was going to say.
You're a Florida guy.
I am.
Spurrier was just getting into coaching, and that was a fun time. He was a wonderful, wonderful person to play for, so we had a great time there, and then graduated and went to UM, got my MBA at the University of Miami.
No, very cool. Now, and then you got your real lesson at the School of Hard Knocks at that company with the green. What happened over there?
So I worked with C.B. Richard Ellis as a broker, pretty much an industrial broker for 7-8 years. And then we did well. We worked a lot of business out in West Dade, built a big team out there. And then to my... dismay was asked to get into management.
So, oh, God, I know all about that. I ran Grubb & Ellis. Boy, what a mistake that is.
Yeah, so all the guys that I knew throughout the state that were in management said, don't do it, don't do it. I said, I've been broken for a while. I'd like to change it up.
And You should have called me.
Yeah. So I moved from West Dade, moved from that office down to Brickell, and ran the C.B. Richard Ellis as their managing director down here for 10 years.
Now, Belinda, you've been selling homes and residential property for how long? And
about 19 years.
Oh, shoot, Scott. This is the brains of the operation.
So started from EWM to Avatar, and then Scott and I said, let's start our own thing, and that's what we did.
Okay, now let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about this. Scott's PR in the 97 homes in how many years?
2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
How do you do 97 homes in 2 years? I'll allow you to discuss. And then I'm sure the operations director would like another bite at the apple.
I have a great team that helps me. 4 buyer's agents that help me and 2 assistants. And it's been great.
Okay. Now, we know she's modest, Scott. Right, so why don't you fill in the blanks here?
So, we talked about, the institutional brokerage world. And, they spend a lot of money on training and they send you away to places and but what she does in the business is very natural. She's a natural at the business. She's never had any formal training. She's also not afraid to work. She works every night till 1:30. She works 7 days a week. I've never seen somebody work that hard. And I feel guilty
He's my best cheerleader.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good, too. So I want to start. We've only got a couple more minutes in this segment. We've laid out the bona fides. I do want to give some people in this segment some information they can take action on. So let's talk about where the opportunities are. It's sort of where we touted the show. Residential opportunities and then a couple commercial. Then we'll take a break and we'll go back and discuss them some more.
If it was me, I would invest in anything right now that's a great location, because I think the market is going to change a little bit. Condos I'm a little afraid of, just because there's so many condos right now.
Sure.
So, you know,
But you can buy the right condo in the right building, too.
You can. Okay. You can, definitely. But, you know, you just have to buy it right. You have to buy it right, because there's a lot of inventory right now. So, you know,
it's... People need a professional to kind of divine where they should be, kind of getting the softball there.
Yes, and guide them in the right direction.
There
Absolutely.
You go. There you go. There you go. Now, Scott, how about some commercial opportunities? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, I mean, we're very cautious right now. We're actually advising our clients to stay on the sidelines, quite candidly.
Truly?
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. We think the next move will be, you know, flat at best, and we're looking for a dip here in the next 12, 18 months.
Now, that's across the board on commercial. Is that industrial? Is that office?
I think it's in all markets. You know, I think we've ridden away for the last, you know, few years that for our liking as local, kind of in the know, hopefully folks, you know.
Well, you invest for your own account too, don't you?
We do.
Okay,
we do.
So you're seeing it from both sides. You're seeing yes. with a broker's eye, but you're also seeing it with an investor eye. So it sounds to me like you're using the similar principle that I use, that it's really all about your clients. It may not be the best for you today, but doing what's right by your clients is always best for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Wanda, how are we doing on time for this? We got another couple of minutes here? Oh, give me the three fingers. And I'm supposed to read between. Now, Belinda, who are some of the folks on your team? Let's give them a shout out.
Bettina Wessel, Sally Morris, Aurelio Rodriguez, and... Oh, I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting?
JB.
Oh, JB. Sorry, JB.
JB's DJ. Obviously yeah. the most important person on the team.
Yeah. He's now, my favorite. No,
I'm just
kidding.
You better say that. You better say that. Scott, so you left CBRE about how long ago?
Maybe, what, ten years ago, yeah.
And how much business have you done since then?
We've done a lot. You know, what we've done, Jim, is we've really, we don't want to do every deal. We don't want to be... you know, have every building. We've really been more selective. You know, we've kind of created a model that works for us. You know, been doing this for a long time. So, you know, we try to work with private clients, you know, underneath the institutional scale. You know, $1 to $20 million is our typical client that we like to work with.
And you have also a management company. How many properties, how many square feet?
Yeah, we just manage our own stuff.
See, you know, I do my reading.
Yeah, no, we have a portfolio of about 18, 19 properties.
You just do your own stuff, and you got 18 or 19 properties.
Yeah, but they're cats and dogs. They're not.
It's not, 2 million not, square feet. I
no,
looked.
No, but that's if you take into account the third-party service industry that we do.
It's not just for your own account. You see, I do a good interview occasionally.
The management side, we don't third-party manage. Okay. So I want to clarify, you know, we don't manage properties for other people.
Okay, so the 2 million square feet?
That's going to be things like, you know, you talked about an opportunity. You know,
wait, is that stuff you own? Or?
No.
Okay,
no,
you see, I keep asking the same question and getting a different answer. You notice that, right?
Right.
Well, we're going to be back in a second. It's about time to go for a break. We'll let Scott figure out what he really means. And we'll be back after this. Wanda, it is yours.